Oh, hello.
Great to meet you.
You too. Thank you.
Just if you don't mind, a couple of questions from the fans.
Yeah, let me just have a good rule time.
Absolutely.
My voice is growing here.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Okey-dokey.
Perfect. If you don't mind, we are going to try to record this.
That's right.
Your words.
My words.
I guess one thing is, can you just tell us about like when you first read the books or what your background is with the books at all?
No, I didn't. When they were written, when they came out, you know, I was sort of in my teens. I didn't grow up with the books, just the books weren't written when I was growing up. So they weren't a big part of my life, even though I had three children. So I really read them when this job came up. I mean, I knew C.S. Lewis, I knew his other books, but not these particular books.
Perfect. Excellent. I guess one other one is yesterday I was interviewing Will and he warmly told me that you're an actor's director. And I just wanted to ask you what your take on your directing philosophy might be.
Well, I think that's true. I mean, to me that's the most important part of my job. You know, you can see circumstances when directors who do make great films are more interested in the camera or the visual effects than the actors and the performance. And I always felt that the success or failure of the sort of films I do depends on the quality of the actors, the qualities of the performance I can get out of them. So, I just spend a lot of time with them, not telling them what to do, I don't mean that, but just making them the centre of the whole operation. It's not all this stuff and all that, but to try and make them think about what they're doing and to know that in my world, they're the most important people.
And it seemed like that is exactly what they got from you.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, it's been my biggest interest doing this job in the over 40 years I've been doing it, because I think that's key to it. You can't have a good film that isn't well acted.
That's right. One more, I guess, just like sort of personal-ish one. Is there any news with like directing the next one for you at all?
Or? No, they haven't really. They've only sort of decided, I think, on the silver chair, but they haven't even started. They haven't hired a writer or anything. So, and this one took a long time.
Right.
It took a long time from when I was first hired in 2007 to here we are now in 2010.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like speaking of that, can you talk about some of like what the hardest challenges for you and your team was?
Well, it was a hard book to adapt, and then we started perhaps too early when they were still making Caspian, and so everything got a bit jammed up. And, then there were troubles in Hollywood with the writers' strike and stuff like that, etc. Then Disney pulled out of the film, and Fox went into the film. So. Yeah, we had a lot of. It was a bit of a roller coaster, frankly, and we were sort of worried that we'd ever make it. But here we are.
Outstanding, and we are overjoyed that it is.
Good. Well, thank you both very much.
That's great. Thanks so much for your time.
Nice to talk to you.
You too.
Okay. Thank you.
That's right.